Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the Captain's Run. We are here for Chemist Warehouse, to head into Chemist Warehouse for great savings. Let's continue this State of Origin breakdown because we've got a call from Rohan from Pimble.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Going good, mate. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Thanks, mate. Look, I just wanted to talk about on-field leadership because I think that's where Queensland are streets ahead of New South Wales. So You see guys like Benny Hunt, Cherry Evans, Munster, even Reece Walsh at the back. There's so much chat, there's so much organisation, adaptability in that leadership group. And New South Wales are quite quiet leaders. I think Tedesco, Cleary, those guys, they lead by example. We just need a Jake Trbojevic, we need a Latrell Mitchell, we need someone to stand up on the field and go, boys, they're rushing in and up on us. Let's put a kick in behind, let's put pressure, let's play a bit deeper, let's play a bit fight and fast. There's not that adaptability and that leadership that I can see on the field. I just wanted your thoughts on that because that's what it seems like from the outside.
Yeah, well, it's a fair point, isn't it? Because there was a lot of things that happened that went against Queensland the other night. You know, a few injuries, and they had to deal with Flegler being in the bin for 10 minutes at an extremely crucial part of the game with, you know, was it 11 minutes to go. You know, but having an experienced guy in there, like particularly like the captain Daly Cherry Evans playing he's playing his 20th match, and we all know you can see in matches when he's playing with Manly, he's playing, you know, representative games with Queensland or Australia. He's quite vocal, so he knows when to talk. He knows when to adapt and you know, maybe try and change game plans and things like this. So he's got a lot of talk as well as Ben Hunt. You made a good point there, Rowan, as well. You know, having Ben Hunt, such an experienced player in that position as well, where, you know, wearing the number 7, it demands that you talk. You know, I haven't had a lot to do with a few guys in that New South Wales side, particularly, you know, the younger ones coming through like Cleary and Luai. But I'd like to think that, you know, they're strong enough leaders to be talking, and I'm sure there are some sort of messages being spoken about as well. The one guy, I guess, as far as, you know, leadership, I think New South Wales did miss was Jake Trbojevic. I don't know what your thoughts are there, Kempy, but you can see how vocal he is when he's playing for Manly. Whenever there's, you know, an error or a penalty against his side, a try scored against them, he's always got the team in a huddle and talking a lot, you know, much the same as Daly Cherry Evans does with Manly as well. Maybe they missed his style of leadership out there the other night as well.
Oh, mate, they absolutely miss Jake Trbojevic's leadership. Matter of fact, if you go to Manly, a lot has been said about Tom. If when they don't play with Tom Trbojevic, they have X amount of losses, whatever. But actually, when you go and look at the games that Jake Trbojevic hasn't played for Manly, not only do they have losses, they're mostly 13-plus losses. That is how important he is to that side. Right. I think that they need him back as soon as possible. Obviously, I think he's not going to be good for this series. A person that I do think should be in consideration, I understand his club footy hasn't been, you know, top tier, but a guy like Dale Finucane, I think that he can bring similar energy to Jake Trbojevic. What are your thoughts, Smithy?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, I played numerous games with Dale, and I think he just brought a calmness, really, to the footy side. And, you know, he does talk. He does a fair bit of talking, actually, Dale, but I think what he does do really well is when things aren't going right for the team, he just goes back to game plan and what works for the footy side and what's been planned all week to execute. So they're the type of players that are crucial in these big types of games, you know, final series, State of Origin matches in particular. Look, you know, you can pick apart, particularly when your team has a loss, you can pick the eyeballs out of their performance and where it went wrong and, you know, all these various things. But at the end of the day, New South Wales are in a position to win the game. They were in a very strong position with 10 to go, and they didn't execute their game plan. They didn't finish the game off, and they made some poor decisions defensively. And, you know, they weren't there when the play needed to be made. You know, you go from the Cam Munster effort to put Hamisau away, but then you look at Lindsay Collins, how he went down and out-jumped James Tedesco to offload to Cam Munster to score a try. You know, that was a huge play by a front rower. You know, I think there was plenty of New South Wales defenders in position to help Tedesco out there, but that just didn't seem to be there. So, you know, you could look at all these various, you know, reasons and situations that where things went wrong. But at the end of the day, they put themselves in a position to win it, but they just weren't able to execute it at the end.
Yeah, mate, I totally agree with you. And I think I probably would push a little bit harder in regards to that Collins play. It's not necessarily that Teddy got out-jumped. And, you know, I understand some people be like, you know, you're a great fullback. You should have got that. I get all that. I think more disappointing that there were a lot of New South Wales jumpers that should have been around Cam Munster. As soon as he touched that ball, there should have been at least two New South Wales, because Cam Munster actually had to run further than a lot of the New South Wales players. And if I'm reviewing the game from a New South Wales perspective, that's what I'm focusing on rather than, you know, one missed tackle because of a great play. I'm focusing more on, boys, that was just pure effort.
Yeah. Oh, mate, absolutely. It's been pointed out, you know, in several different platforms that I've seen across the last 7 days that, yeah, they pointed out how not only Lindsay Collins was able to get down there, but also Cam Munster ran past, you know, several New South Wales players to receive that football. You know, so I think that's where, you know, if you're supporting New South Wales, you need to look at those final 10 minutes and how your team could have done something a little bit differently, because they were in a great position to win it. Mm. Like looking at the caliber of player on the field, you know, you go through their, particularly their spine, you know, like Appy Coruscant, Nathan Cleary, Jerome Luai, and Teddy, like they're world class players.
Yeah.
They should have been able to control that match all the way to the end. Queensland were good enough to come up with some, you know, two very big plays, which they had to. Like they couldn't just try and, you know, play their regular football and go down the other end and score. They had to come up with two huge plays to win it, which, you know, that's what wins Origin matches a lot of the time when you're coming from behind. But it was the 10 minutes. It was the final 10 minutes of the game, which. You know, stating the obvious, it cost New South Wales.
Now, I just want to ask you a quick question, and then we'll get to New South Wales halves and who you think should be it. But my theory, and I think Teddy after the Bulldogs game kind of said, I've had a lot of weight on my shoulders. I've been focusing maybe on other people's jobs instead of just doing my own job. And basically, he was doing a little bit too much maybe. And so after in my review, I kind of felt that because Teddy is so dominant at the Roosters, he may need to take a little bit of a step back when he plays for New South Wales and allow Cleary to build the game plan Cleary wants to play. Yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I probably thought it was the other way around. I actually thought he was focusing on his own game, to be honest, because there hasn't been great form. You know, the Roosters haven't been in great form. I don't think a lot of their players have been in tremendous form either, to their own standards, of course. I'm not saying, you know, they're playing ordinary, but they've been quite below their own standards for the most part of this year, including James Tedesco. But had a blinder on the weekend. I think he had something to prove there out of the Origin match. But I think watching him play, like his numbers are huge.
Mm.
Well, he's had 20. He has 20 plus carries and big meters. He backs it up with big meters. There are lots of effort. There's, you know, no one can question the effort. But I think sometimes you get caught up when you're not playing your best football. You probably start trying too hard.
Mm.
If you can understand what I'm saying there, like the game is based on effort. Okay, the entire game, particularly as a fullback, you're constantly moving. You got to cover a lot of ground. You're talking. You're giving direction. But at times you can overplay your hand with your input into the football side. So when you're looking to play yourself back into form, you know, you're trying to get your hands on the ball, you're trying to run the football, you're trying to create opportunities, you're trying to run into space and make line breaks and all this type of stuff, but sometimes at the detriment of the football side.
Mm.
That's why it's a team game. It's not about individuals and just rolling, you know, individuals out saying, go and play your game. It's about developing a game plan or a role which complements everyone. So the other night he finishes game one with, you know, 20 plus carries and 200 meters. That's if you go off stats alone, that's a huge game.
Yeah.
That's a great game. But maybe some of those runs that he had where he made, you know, 12 or 15 metres, maybe the ball should have gone to a Luai or a Cleary, or maybe he should have allowed, you know, Api Korosau to come out and apply some of his craft around the middle of the field. I'm not too sure because I don't know what the game... Maybe the game plan was for Teddy to have 20 runs,
yeah.
Kempe.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But the thing with, you know, game two now, Cleary's not going to be there.
Mm.
And it looks as though the game plan was based around... you know, the style of football that he plays, and particularly the, you know, that Penrith influence on the New South Wales side. We now know he won't be there. Definitely for game two, most likely not for game three either. So whoever comes in as seven, you know, maybe that suits Tedesco's game a little bit better than what it did with Cleary.
Mm, yeah. Oh, look, mate, it's super interesting. And I do think that, I guess we got to caveat all, or I can't speak for you, Smithy, but a lot of these calls, it's very easy to say in hindsight. It's very easy to say,
of course, mate.
Should have done this, should have done that. But Origin is just so quick, so fast. It happens. Sometimes it just happens. You know, there's not even time to think.
No, that's right. Well, if New South Wales hold on for a 2-point victory and you look at those numbers that Tedesco punched out, you probably, like, people would be completely opposite.
Mm.
Like, what a great game.
Yeah.
Like, huge involvement, massive meters, you know, big effort from the skipper. But because the result goes the other way, then you get criticised. I thought it was absolutely ridiculous, the criticism that he copped.
Oh, mate.
Like, he was on the back page of the Sydney paper.
Yep.
You know, saying that he should be gone. I could not believe that at all.
Mate, I'm with you. Now, we're going to head to a break. After the break, best hands, thanks to Schnitz.